It's WMFO Medford. Hey, guess what time it is? It's 11 a.m. And I'm fading down XTC. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But I, you know, Sue's here. Sue's here.
Hi.
Hi. Talk into that mic. You should know that.
Oh, here.
You've been doing this a long time.
Oh, which is the microphone?
That one.
Oh, okay.
The little black thing that's right in front of your face. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Yeah, how you doing, retired lady?
I know, right?
I can call you lady now because it's like an older kind of reference.
I'm busier than ever.
I know. Isn't that funny?
It's crazy. Yeah, but it's good. I recommend it.
I did it, and so did Chuck. Chuck Hughes here, too. Hi, Chuck. So we just played a short set Adam Sherman Band. It's been like this all day, everybody. I went out last night. If I go out, I can't talk. Adam Sherman Band from his latest record, that's called Greyhound. What a great track. And then XTC, of course, Censors Working Overtime from 1982's English Settlement. Hi, Sue, again.
Hello, welcome to Something About the
Thanks
Women.
Thanks for welcoming me, but you came in after me, so that's kind of silly.
Goodbye.
Bye. You say goodbye, I say hello. Well, this is going well. Which mic are you near? Yeah, that would work better.
This one.
It's better if I do that.
All right, now the Three Stooges are here. Yeah.
You say goodbye and I say hello.
Which one are you? I'm Mo.
I'm Curly.
And you?
I guess I'm Larry.
No, I think you're Shemp.
Whoops, Four Stooges.
No, that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Could this get any more awkward?
Awkward. Awkward.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're here to do something about the women.
I am. And today's show is very exciting because Laura Lee Imhoff is going to be here.
No.
Easy for you to say.
Really?
Yeah. She's fantastic. I know you played a song from her on your show. So thanks for doing that. She's going to be playing at Live Day. And then she's hightailing it over to my house to play Porch Fest, Medford Porch Fest. She'll be on at noontime.
But see, I made it so she doesn't have to hightail it. Like she's
going
to
have plenty of time because we're going to make
plenty
her
plenty of time.
We're going to make her actually help us set up.
So you should.
She's going
to
be lifting chairs
work.
And
she's not busy enough.
No, not at all. She doesn't have like seven jobs.
Yeah. Can I just say I'm so glad that she's going to be participating because she's so good.
She's really good.
Yep.
She's really good. And I had her on the show last year, but she was supposed to play at Port Fest. We got rained out.
Mm.
So this is sort of take two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
And she'll be here soon, actually.
Yeah, what time did you tell her? Two?
She's coming at like 11:15 me to let her in, so we'll probably go on around 11:30.
Okay, how are you going to get downstairs when you have to be
on
the air?
I'm going to put on a really long
song.
How's
your knee?
My knee's okay.
Yeah.
Not great, but not bad.
Yeah.
I can do it. 39 steps up
39
and down.
39 steps.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a movie?
It was.
Was it about this place?
It was.
Oh.
It was a Hitchcock movie about this place.
Oh.
Yeah, so she'll be on around 11:30.
Okay.
And then I'm doing some weird stuff with, I'll talk about it later, but
okay.
Songwriters.
All right.
All right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All women artists from any genre, right?
That's what we play here. It's
been going
about
on
women.
Here for 78 years?
97 and a half.
Oh.
No, I think 53 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't look a day over 52.
Well, I was 10 years old when the show started, but I have been here since 1988.
Why would they let a 10-year-old come and do this?
All I played was the Partridge Family back then.
Ah, great. All right, we should start your first song because this is really annoying.
So the first of the month was the 1-year anniversary of Jill Sobule's passing, and I'm still playing a song by Jill Sobule to start my shows. And the documentary about her is debuting in Denver this week. They changed the name from She's Gonna Sing, You're Gonna Listen to the title of this song. So that's why we're playing it.
Oh, it was too aggressive the other way?
No, I think they just people's suggestions, the guy was swayed to change the name.
Hmm.
So here we go with some Jill Sobule. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. And do you want to say the name of the song?
No, it'll be very clear.
Okay. So I'm Mike. Thanks for listening. And this is Sue. She'll be here now till 11. No, till 1.
Till 1 o'clock.
I put an extra 1
or
in there.
Or so.
I'm going to stop now. This is WMFO in Medford streaming on BumblebeeRadio.com. Yeah. La, la, la.
Trucks was a fat little boy living in a shitty little town. In every recess, the dodgeball flew and knocked poor Bobby down. 4 o'clock when he got home, upstairs in his room, he closed the door, tie on his cape, put on his skin tight suit, and he'd sing. Underdog, victorious. was a Matchbox 20. But he was dreaming of the New York Dolls in Max's Kansas City. Of course they never called him back. They thought he was too queer. But he didn't care. Back in his room, he sang into the mirror. And he sang,
everybody. Welcome to Something About the Women. A little bit of a late start here. It's 11:08. That was Jill Sobule doing the title track to her album Underdog Victorious, which came out in 2004. God, I think of that as a new album. Oh well, I'm old. That is the title of the documentary that is debuting this week in Denver, documentary about her life. It was planned actually while she was alive, and sadly she passed away last year. So we love you, Jill. And we will keep playing your music till the end of time. What we won't be doing is using CD number one, CD player number one, because it doesn't work correctly anymore. And that is really weird. So instead, we'll go with plan B. Technology and I do not really get along these days. As Mike and I mentioned, Laura Lee is going to be here pretty soon, actually. She should be pinging me any minute to come let her into the station. And in the meantime, I wanted to tell you about, there was an article in the New York Times called The 30 Greatest Living American Songwriters. So they have to be living and they have to be American. They have to be songwriters and they have to be great. So I started reading the article and I was like, wow, there are all these songwriters that I didn't realize had written songs that were made popular by women artists. So I was like, let's do a show around that. And I got through like maybe three of the artists, and I already had like 8 hours of music. So I think I'm going to break it up over several weeks. So I'm going to start it, though. This guy, Nile Rodgers, he was very proficient in the 70s, in the disco era, and he was part of the band Chic. But he also wrote, you know, songs for Diana Ross and all different kinds of people. So I'm going to start this off with a set from songs written by Nile Rodgers here on Something About the Women.
Freak out. Have you you down. Has your head spinning all around.
No.
Dancing, is the disco sound getting you up off your feet on this Saturday morning. Such good stuff. We heard... What did we hear? Oh, all right. We just heard Sister Sledge doing He's the Greatest Dancer. And again, these are all songs that were written by this guy, Nile Rodgers, who I have to confess I never heard of, but he's apparently very prolific. Before that, we heard Diana Ross doing I'm Coming Out. Great song. I have this vivid memory. I was a camp counselor, and my co-counselor would put that song on in the morning to get the kids up in the morning in the cabin. So... I'm Coming Out. Before that, we heard Chic, of which Nile Rodgers was a member, and he wrote the song, Le Freak, Say Chic. And we started, as I mentioned, with Jill Sobiel, doing Underdog Victorious. It's 11:26, and my guest today is Laura Lee Imhoff, and we are going to hear a studio recording of her and then come back and talk with her live right here at WMFO in Medford.
I choose my words like I choose my clothes, always fashion forward, with a whole lot of wit but never too crass, always appropriate, ever stylish, with a touch of class. But it seems you've misheard my cat. Something more provocative, and I've been upfront and I've been clear with my intentions, but it seems you've made the mistake of taking them as an invitation. So I think it's time, think it's time to pump, 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 pump the brakes.
Ah, here we are. Yeah, we were busy gabbing and something happened and the music stopped. So welcome to the show, Laura Lee Imhoff. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Get right up on in there. I hope the people can hear us. Raise your hand if you can hear us. Oh, that doesn't work in radio.
No, yeah, I know. I'm like, here. Is
I think you're good.
Listening? I can kind of hear. I mean, I have the volume low.
I think that. Well, there's this weird thing. We got a new board recently, and the headphones kind of have a little bit of an echo in it.
They do.
So yeah, but shout right in there.
I'm shouting as loud as I feel comfortable.
Good.
I mean,
good.
I don't want to make out with the mic. It's the only
I don't know
making
where it's
out
been.
I'd be doing, but yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. We're already sort of in the silly stage, but we just heard what I'm assuming is a new recording from you. New-ish?
Well, kind 2 years.
Okay.
It's been in hibernation.
Okay.
'Cause life.
Life. It happens.
It happens. Yeah, it definitely, it's been an eventful 2 years.
Yeah. So the song we heard was called It's Definitely You.
Yeah.
And I sort of love the sentiment of that, where you actually can name that the problem in this relationship is not you, it's them.
Yep.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. And for someone that always thinks it's me, it's my fault. That's a big song for me.
Well, mazel tov and congratulations on that revelation, because really that's like 90% of the battle right there, you know? So I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
So what did I just... Man, I am all over the place today, I gotta say. I fixed the CD player that wasn't working, so yay for me. We were talking about... Yes, you just recorded these 2 years ago, which in music terms is like 7 days.
Okay, perfect.
And where did you record them?
Plaid Dog Studios over in Waltham with Mike cool. Davidson.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Really wonderful experience.
Awesome. And have you been writing more songs lately?
Well, I took a hiatus after those recordings, and I have been dusting off my guitar the last few weeks. And yes, I have started.
You've got gigs. So.
I've got this, and then Porch Fest, a couple of gigs after. So I've started writing again.
That's awesome.
I don't have anything new to present today, but.
That's okay. That is okay. I mean, the thing is, like, I guess when you're creative for a living and you don't not feeling creative, you take a break and wait till you feel creative again.
Yeah.
I'm glad for you.
Thank
you. You're able to do that. And I understand that you, because I follow you on social media and you're so good at it, you're going to have to give me some some tips. And I guess you do that professionally, help people with their social media. But I'm just wondering, like, you have all these jobs, right? And you quit another job, like a full-time job. Yes. And so you're doing all these things.
Yeah.
So you have, like, a food business.
I had a food business.
Okay.
I made pickles and jams, all sourced from local produce.
I love that.
And then with the economy changing the way it has, I kind of saw the writing on the wall and pivoted.
Okay.
It's kind of like one thing you have to do as a small business owner and an entrepreneur is just like, no, like, okay, this isn't a failure. We've just changing directions or a learning experience. And... So I noticed that small food businesses in general in the area needed help, and I wanted to keep that alive. So just like supporting local music, we have to support small businesses, and so I, you know, help them with online branding, website building, and social media, which I just love doing. I am such
and
a ham.
And you're really good at it.
Yeah.
I've noticed lately, like, you're, like, basically in my feed, like... Every third post is
oh gosh,
is you. No,
that's
it's
a
great.
Lot.
No, it's all about engagement, but you're really good at it. So
thank you.
So how did you get so good at it?
Practice. You know, I started, man. So I mean, I'm kind of the generation when Facebook came out and then Instagram. So I've been a part of that's been a part of my online journey, so to speak, for decades.
Ooh.
Ooh. And the last few years, I noticed it got kind of nerdy, and I've been in this like research phase about everything. So I started learning about it, and then I kind of treat it like a video game, if that's and I'm like, okay, gotta get to the next level,
right?
Research, okay, apply, and right. So an experiment, and treat it like it's fun so it never feels like a job.
It looks like you're having fun.
I have a blast. I think it's definitely filled the void when I haven't been playing music the last few years.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of your talents, because I am not of the generation that grew up online. Although, I mean, my career that I just ended was all in, you know, digital media for the last 20 years or so.
Ooh.
But not in a good way, in a very boring way, just like digital content management, which nobody even really knows what that is. But anyway... Regardless,
yeah.
I've only, you know, I've been using Facebook for probably, I don't know, when did it start? Like maybe 20 years, but I never really made the leap to Instagram because I'm old. Like I don't get Instagram, and I never really liked Twitter, so I deleted that thing.
Yeah, no.
And then I switched to Blue Sky, which I use more for like political stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It's more like Twitter used to be, I think, but it's really sort of a blue haven. so it's all warm fuzzies over there.
Okay.
But you know, I'm not a big Insta person.
I love Instagram. I get so much inspiration, actually, like visual
Maybe
inspiration.
I should spend more time on
there. Yeah, and it's not you know. I've definitely tailored my feeds. You know, my music Instagram is much more music related and creation and or creativity. Whereas, like, my food one is definitely recipes and farmers markets. A little bit more light and warm and fuzzy.
So you have to have different hats, different social media hats.
Yes, I do. And then I manage clients as well. I spend a little too much time on devices, so definitely taking up hiking is a hobby.
Yeah. You just need like a, you know how they have the harmonica racks that go around your neck? You just need one of those that's like a phone. Maybe we just invented something.
I think so. Oh gosh, that'd be terrible for your eyesight though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So let's talk about music.
Yeah.
Do you want to play something for us?
Okay.
I see that you brought your guitar.
I did.
It's like an invitation to play.
I got my workout in while going up the stairs with the guitar.
Yeah, that is always fun. In the olden days, I used to schlep LPs up here. Big bags of LPs. And like that, I was younger then. You know, those were heavy and... really happy for digital media, and CDs are lighter than that. So
yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that those 39 stairs, they're getting harder and harder as the years go on. I mean, we've had people who have to give up their shows because they just can't climb the stairs anymore.
Oh no.
Yeah. So yeah, it's rough when this building does not have an elevator, and I must be sort of grandfathered in.
It's gotta
for
be.
Some ADA thing, but. It's unfortunate because it's a 3-story building and we're all killing ourselves to get up here. And bands schlepping their, you know, equipment up and down the stairs. It's a lot. So anyway, that rant is tired. But that microphone there is for you.
Okay.
For your guitar. Do you need help getting that?
Nope. That wiggling, though, makes me nervous. Okay. Give me a second.
Yeah, it's a little wiggly. Somebody, like, stole the screws in the... in the microphones.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing.
What would one do with that? You know, I'm going to take the screws.
I guess they needed a screw.
I guess.
Can I say that into the radio?
Yes, okay. You can.
All right. It's been a while since I've done this. All right.
All righty then.
Okay.
All right. So what you going to play?
Oh, what am I going to play? Oh, it's a good thing I brought a set list. That's how rusty I am. I was like, I'm going to bring this. I think I'll start with Songbird. That's always a good warm-up for my vocals.
Okay, great.
And just, you know, a good Saturday morning. Saturday morning song. Wow, I had to think about
it
if it was Saturday. Okay.
All righty. Laura Lee here on Something About the Women.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I just got so overwhelmingly happy. Like, I was like, am I going to cry on the radio?
No, we'll see. Where's my phone?
I can Ooh, I'm going to take the... wow, this is not a good start, Laura. Here we
go.
Go
for it.
Yep. Take the... Hi, Ken. That's why, because we're in the wrong key. Wow.
Oh,
so, Laura should have had more coffee before she came in today. Inside.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Is that old, new?
That is an old one. Yeah, I wrote that when I first moved to Boston in 2008. It was up by my college roommate's boyfriend who used to sleep on our couch all the time. And we would, she would sleep late and we'd get up early and smoke cigarettes and play music.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. Where did you grow up?
I grew up just north of the city in a town called Boxford.
Oh, I've heard of Boxford.
Yes, it's very rural.
Yeah, that must be why you're into like the homegrown foods.
Yes.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. So.
So, you're going to be playing at Porch Fest at my house.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's the June 6th.
June 6th.
Yes.
You are the very first performer at noon.
Yep.
The schedule came out, if you go to Medford Porch Fest's website, for some reason they just made up times, so they had you at like 12:30. You're playing at noon.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. They just made it up. Thankfully, what they made up was like in the right order of bands, but I did not tell them the order, so they did that last year too. I'm not really sure how that worked out. But anyway, I'm really excited for that. Let's pray for good weather.
Yep.
Because last year we got rained out.
Yeah, and I was sick. I was really sick then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It got mono. And God. I missed it. I guess everybody missed it.
It got rained out, yeah. I know. I ended up, like, there was a rain date, and we could have done it on Sunday, the next day, which a lot of people did, but half my acts couldn't make it, and you were sick, so I was like, okay, we're just... Yeah. I decided I'll go to Porch Fest for the first time, and I walked around.
Good.
Yeah, I was able to listen to some bands and stuff, so that was fun. Yeah, so let's hope for good weather this year. My wife was out in the garage yesterday testing the sound system, so we're good with that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so everything is going to be good. In addition to you, so a group... So, as it's probably no secret that I am active in my local Indivisible group, Mystic Mashup, and we decided to do a set of protest songs. So we're going to be doing that at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be audience participation. You know, bring a cowbell, bring a tambourine, whatever, and whoever wants to join in can join in. So that's going to be fun. And then who else is playing? God, I'm drawing a blank, but I know who they are. That you know, too, don't you? I had it pulled up on my
You know what? I am.
So, oh, yes. Okay.
Pulling up the email.
Right. So then Slow Boat Home, which is this great sort of Americana roots band. My good friend Steve Bourne is the harmonica player. They have played at Porch Fest at my house a couple of times. So they will be playing. And then the great Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines are going to be playing. They're like just the best country blues duo ever. And then after that... Harpageddon, which is a harmonica ensemble that Annie has spearheaded, will be playing to finish off the day, and I will be tooting along with them as well. So I'm performing in two acts this year.
That's
which
exciting.
Is two more than I probably should be, it's going to be fun. So everybody should come down. The Medford Porch Fest, just medfordporchfest.com, and you can go on the map. We are house number 3. We Ooh. Are number 3. 1 year we were number 1. I don't know how we got demoted, but we are number 3 on the map. So check it out and come. Ignore the times that they say. Come down and hear some great music, starting with Laura Lee at noontime on June 6th.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be super fun. It's going to be super fun. You know what's not fun? Having to play public service announcements every hour, but we're going to listen to one real quick. It's a request for this this public service announcement, and we'll be right back here on Something About the Women.
Oh, hello, special lady. Hello. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies on lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
the best public service announcement ever. I got to tell you guys, Laura's face is so red and she's laughing. That is just the greatest public service announcement ever. I want to go and breastfeed now. I don't know why I have this just uncanny desire.
Very sexy ad.
Yeah. All righty then. All right, we'll be back after 7 minutes of the giggles.
Oh yeah, I don't know what's wrong
with
me.
Should we play something else off your recorded music?
Sure.
While we compose.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. We're gonna play "Ain't Going Down."
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
And let me just make sure everything's in the right place. And here we go, Laura Lee here on Something About the Women.
Shoulder a time or two. Like my mama said, take it one day at a time, one step, one limb, one ride. Mama, I ain't going down easy. No, no, I ain't going down without a fight. I'm gonna come out on top. As long as I've got you by my side, my side. Don't forget that weight of the world on your shoulder. That same way, that same world can be your very oyster. Don't give up, don't slow down. Stopping's not an option. I'd rather go out screaming than without. Like my mama said, take it one day at a time, one step, one minute, one ride. Mama, I ain't going down easy. No, no, I ain't going down without a fight. I'm gonna come out on top. As long as I've got you by my side, my side.
We got to stop gabbing so much that we don't realize that the music has ended.
We're having so much fun.
I
hope the listeners are too.
Yeah, I hope this isn't like listening to, you know, two people you don't know having a conversation, which is kind of, can I just say, about radio in general, that's how I feel when I listen to Howard Stern. I feel like they're just like shooting the you know what, and it's like they have their private jokes and like make it go on for way too long.
Yeah.
And my wife loves Howard Stern, but I just find it like you stumbled into like, you know, somebody's hanging out, you stumbled into their living room and you just have to listen to what they're saying, you know? That's my opinion. But, you know, who am I to say? And I'm sitting here remembering I have to put this all into the system here, all the songs that we play. Do you want to play another one?
Sure. All right. You know, I have this set list, and then I'm like, I don't want to play any of those.
Okay. And that's fine.
That's okay.
I do the same thing. Like, I have what I'm going to play for the show, and then I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like playing that. I'm going to play something else.
I'm going to... Well, so part of coming back from a hiatus is...
they say that, you know, playing music is like riding a bike. Well, it is and it isn't, because the remembering how to play songs that you wrote 20 years ago that you haven't actually written down anywhere because you all thought, oh, I always remember
right,
this.
Right, right,
right. It's been a lot of practicing the last few weeks.
Did you have recordings of the ones you couldn't remember anymore?
Not all of them. So they might just be gone. So I'm going to spend some time tomorrow actually like cataloging my own songs.
You should like put out a call to your friends and stuff if they have any recordings.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a few online. I'm going to go through like my old YouTube channel and social media posts and see what I can pull together. So we're sticking to some of the really old ones that are like tattooed into the back of my brain.
Right, but there are some that you will never forget.
Yeah.
I just want to remind the listeners that it is 3 minutes in front of noontime, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And this is Laura Lee here on Something About the Women.
Told you I read that book, didn't think it would matter, thought it would be overlooked. Now I've got you miseducated, you miscalculated, you're aggravated, worked up and exasperated at the situation I've caused. And like one of your own stories, you used to say how it's sweet like spring. Honeysuckle, honeydew, soursop, oh, sourwood blossoms in the month of June before they shrivel and fade and rot and decay in September before you fall back into yourself. You're ambivalent. You decided I'm insignificant, indifferent. Thought that's transient in your mind, frozen in time, like December in one of your own stories. You're the boy with a tricycle riding through the snow. It's impossible, highly improbable. This little love triangle between you and me and honesty, it's reality. This is only fantasy. Our joints are shaking, our spokes are squeaking. These tires, they're letting out air.